Welcome back out to our spotlight on Sheffield. We are coming at you live from Quaker Steak and Lube. Matt Douglas is diving into his wings and his fries. I'm still staring at my chicken and waffles. Cannot wait to attack those a little bit later on. Happy to have you with us. We're here until 6 o'clock this evening. Can you wait until 6 to finish those wings?
I don't know. I haven't gotten the opportunity to start them quite yet, but it's Fat Tuesday, so this is the greatest excuse to be at a place like this. This is how we end up at these places. We say, hey, it's Fat Tuesday. We need to go somewhere we can eat the entire show. Here we are at Quaker Steak and Lube, Sheffield Village. Stop by. It's right off Transportation Road. We're having a good time. The party's come here.
Yeah, I mean, the party has most definitely come here. It's a lot busier now, and our boss, Tim Alcorn, has graced us with his presence as well. He's somewhere out and about. But we have with us right now, we've got Mike and Tracy Harmon with Advocacy for All. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful. And I want to talk about an event you guys have coming up on Saturday, March the 10th, Bella's Closet.
Yes.
What's this event all about?
This event started with our company because we do everything that we do at Advocacy for All is free for our clients. So we see domestic violence victims, veterans, senior citizens, whatever your problem is, you come to us, we either handle it for you and fix it, or we have resources that will do it for you. So Bella's Closet came about. This idea of being passionate, have passion and do things for other people is not just within me. Also my niece, and her name's Bella, she donated hundreds of dollars of clothing and toys to our company so that we could give them to fire victims or other families that don't have the finances to afford them. So we decided to do this event, and Ohio Business College was gracious enough to let us have it there. And we are going to give away the clothing that we have had donated to us to anyone, and it's not just children, so all the way up to adults. We have toys and clothes, but we also decided to make this a little fundraiser for us, and so we're selling tables. So companies like LuLaRoe, Scentsy, Tupperware, they're coming in, they're selling things as well. All of the money that we make off of the tables and our raffles will go to our domestic violence victims, filing their divorce decrees, all of those costs in court that they wouldn't normally be able to afford, so they're stuck in these bad situations.
Very cool. Pop-up shopping is what it's called, right?
Yes. Yes.
Never heard of pop-up shopping before, so how does pop-up shopping come into the fray?
Well, basically, so we have our table, which will be free, so people can come in and get what they need there. And then we have these little pop-up tables. So let's say you want leggings. You guys probably don't. But
we were just talking about that the other day, as a matter of fact.
Well, maybe. so, you know, you can come there if you're in need, but then we also have this population of people that have this huge heart like I do, and they want to help these people. You know, we've got veterans here that can't find jobs, so we help them. The only way I can help them and my staff can help them is by donations. So this pop-up, so you can just come in and say, hey, I want a table, you got it. And that $25, people don't understand, that's a quarter of a fee to file a dissolution for a woman or a man that's in an abusive situation, or a veteran who's come home and can't find a job, and we can do the work for them. We can set them up with testing and whatever they need to do to get these positions. So this is going to be an amazing fundraiser for us, and we really encourage everyone to come, even children. We're having a chocolatier there.
A chocolatier?
So, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there will be yummies, and some people are donating baskets that we're raffling off, so you can get tickets for that. But I'm very excited. I mean, our company's new. Most people don't know about us, but when they find out we're free, it makes them very happy. So these donations keep us alive and keep us running and keeps our team going.
Well, you mentioned your company's new. A lot of people don't know about what you guys do. So tell us all about you guys and what you guys do.
Okay. Well, my whole life have this passion to be able to help people for free. If you've ever gone to a lawyer, and I apologize to my lawyer friends, they're kind of expensive. And if you're in a situation, and a lot of us around here are in a situation where we don't have a lot of money, so what we do is we have a lawyer on staff, we have a psychologist on staff, we have several people on staff, and we all provide our services for free. So with the donations, we can, if you have a custody case, we will help you with that, and we will pay for the filing fee. If you are homeless and you need a place to stay, we can help find a place for you. We have a safe house right now for domestic violence victims, and we're actually trying to purchase another one because we really need it in this area. You wouldn't believe the amount of domestic violence situations we have where no one has anywhere to go. So because I was a domestic violence victim when I was younger and I didn't know where to turn, I always had hoped I could do something like this for people. So this little dream and passion of mine turned into this company, Advocacy for All. And I have said, you know what, I don't want to just help domestic violence victims, I want to help everybody. So if you're a senior and you don't know how to sign up for Medicare, we have a guy that does that for you for free. Everyone is treated with the utmost respect and confidentiality, and that's not something you really find, is things for free. So this has been a dream come true for me, and I will tell you, my team is amazing. We all have like-minded ideas and wishes and passions. So I think that this is going to be something great and hopefully grows into other counties because we need this everywhere.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. It sounds like there's almost no limit to sort of the things you guys do out there. Whatever people need, they sort of come to you for help?
Yes, and we have no qualifications, so we don't check backgrounds. We don't check finances. If you need our help, we're there for you.
That's cool. How do people find you guys? I'm just curious.
Okay, so we are actually kind of by Ohio Business College on Waterford Drive. We try not to give out our address because we do have victims that come in there.
Sure.
But if they call us at 440-242-1055, we can provide them an address and have them come in, and we will help them. It doesn't matter who.
Very cool stuff. Mike, I feel bad. You haven't said a word, man. You can at least say hi.
This is how it is around the boss. I'm sitting here going, okay, okay, okay. What did you leave for me?
Yeah. Well, it's the day before Valentine's Day, right? You kind of got to get used to that response.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. She's got passion. Everybody that works for the company has passion. Everybody's just all in. Everybody there is family. And everybody's got their heart into it.
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of places and a lot of, you know, businesses now that it's all about the money.
True. When you hear Tracy talk about that stuff, being a former domestic violence person, victim, and being able to set this up as part of her passion, I mean, that's going to feel pretty good on your part, too, helping her kind of accomplish all this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is amazing. Everything she does is amazing. When I first met her, she isn't who she was today. Mm. I went through a lot of times with her, not between us, but from her past. And it's a complete opposite.
It's
and
therapeutic to help other people. Okay. It really is.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, Tracy, one last time before we let you guys go here, let's hit that information one more time on Bella's Closet.
Yes, it's Bella's Closet. It is Saturday, March 10th, of 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Ohio Business College at 5095 Waterford Drive in Sheffield Village.
Very cool stuff. Tracy, Mike, thank you guys so much
thank
for coming
you.
Out.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's good stuff.
All right, good stuff. All right, we need to step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We've got the spotlight on Sheffield at Quaker Steak and Lube on AM 930 WEOL.